you're back with a remarkable man, Coach Joe Zanders, Olympic boxing coach, peace officer for 30 years with the state of California. Joe, great to see you again.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Joe has been selected as the Olympic boxing coach for 2012, taking our national team to London, England.
That's correct.
Pretty exciting. I first got to know Joe with his work with the Police Athletic League boxing program, and he did that for so many years. Sadly, PAL has been zeroed out in the budget, but give us a sense of your experience with PAL boxing.
It was probably one of the greatest experiences I had working with youth, to be working with the police officers and the process of working with young kids, giving them a chance to learn what police officers were about, that they're real human beings, that we have families, and being able to interact with them and to grow up and understanding, you know, what life is all about from that perspective. It was great.
And these young men and women who you coached come from some tough neighborhoods, and let's cut to the chase. This is an alternative to gang life.
Absolutely. It's amazing to see. We have a couple of our kids who've gone on to become Long Beach police officers, and a few have gone on to become professional boxers. Some have gone on and gotten their education. Most of them are good family people. Have had some come back as recent as this year to thank us for what we've done with them through the police department and the PAL program to help them to have a chance to grow up.
So you really are in the business of changing lives.
Absolutely. That's what it's really all about.
It's God's work.
Yeah, you know, we get into sports because you want to have some fun with it, but you want to help young people, and to see them actually become good citizens is what being a champion is all about.
Well, PAL sadly is no more, but stepping up to the plate to replace it in part are the youth programs of the Long Beach Police Foundation, and Joe is opening a gym that will bring in some of these same kids and be trained there. And the Long Beach Police Foundation youth programs are going to be supporting Joe's efforts. Tell us your plans for this boxing.
Our plan is actually we have a group of kids that we're working with. We're trying to keep them out of juvenile hall and off the police blotters. We're training them boxing. And through that process, we're able to actually encourage them in their educational pursuits. By making sure that they have a place to come, do the homework, get involved in the sport that they love, and while they're pursuing that, certainly hand in hand, deal with the educational issues.
Well, you can help Joe with this project by supporting the fundraiser for the Long Beach Police Foundation. We're holding a big party fundraiser on Saturday, May 7th. It's also the 20th anniversary of the Straight Talk television show. We've done 6 prior fundraisers for the PAL program, but now we've transferred our focus and efforts to the youth programs of the Long Beach Police Foundation. And we invite you all to consider coming, buying a ticket, supporting Joe and his work by enjoying a fun party on Saturday night, May 7th, at the El Dorado Country Club. Ronnie and the Classics will be there with live rock and roll music. Joe will be there. The mayor will be there. Congressman Rohrabacher will be there. The police chief will be there. And we hope you are there. You were at our last one some years ago, Joe.
Yes, I was.
And it's a fun party, right?
It was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal.
And you hope to expand the number of young men and women that you can accommodate at your gym. And we at the Police Foundation want to help you do that.
I would thank you very much for your help, and we look forward to it.
And shortly after the taping of this show, and I know the show won't air for several weeks, you are taking some young boxers to Sacramento?
Going to the California State Golden Glove Championships and see how we fare there. We've won the Los Angeles tournament, and now we're headed to Sacramento, and hopefully we'll be heading to the National Golden Gloves after this. We'll see how it goes.
Well, it's what a great honor to be chosen as an Olympic coach, And you'll be spending the next year working with these young men and women and finding out who's the best to represent Team America.
Absolutely. And developing them and preparing them to go on and win in the world against the rest of the world to show that we are not only the greatest country, but that we have the greatest athletes.
Amen to that. Coach Joe Zanders, thank you so much for joining us on Straight Talk.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Coming up, you won't want to miss this, direct from the 16th century and the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, right here on our show, Sir Francis Drake.